It's time to beat Bernie.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
All right, it is that time. And Sydney's out today, having a day off, so I'll be hosting that meeting here. And every day this week, the Fearless Boilers Beat Bernie contest will feature Bernie pitted against a Red Apple Media employee. Today's contestant will be Frank Morano, host of The Other Side of Midnight, 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. Monday through Friday at 77 WABC. But don't worry, guys. Listeners can still win the $100 gift card and Barry House coffee mug by being the seventh caller. I believe we have one today. We've already solicited that call. I think it's Ron from New Jersey. Yeah, that's who it is. But nonetheless, that's what we're doing. We're going to see how intelligent our colleagues are up against Bernard.
Oh, boy.
And today we have, yes, here Frank Morano. How are you, Frank?
I am doing well. Very nervous. Much more nervous than I anticipated being. A lot of expectations here, a lot of pressure, but I'm ready.
Well, Bernie's feeling the pressure, too. He's been talking about it all morning, so we'll see. I made it, writing the questions today, I did make it a little bit harder, but not too hard. I think they're all gettable.
Okay.
So, going to put the Red Apple to the test here. You ready to go, Frank?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Title 4, Section 8 of the United States Legal Code states that what, quote, should never be carried flat or horizontally, but always aloft and free?
The American flag.
All right, one for one. I'll do a good start here. Number two, the Teapot Dome scandal during President Warren G. Harding's term was about giving unfair access to reserves of what type of commodity?
It's some sort of, I'm going to say grain.
Wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax should be
deep. Ah.
We were looking for oil.
Ah, he's going to get that one.
Ah, one for two. One for two. All right, number three. Get back on track here. Ready? Built in the 1940s in the Brooklyn Navy Yard, what is the United States Navy battleship known as Mighty Mo, and it was the site of the surrender of the Empire of Japan, which ended World War II?
So Mighty Mo is the battleship.
Yes, that's the nickname. I don't know.
Okay, let me... I'm going to say the Enterprise.
Wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax.
Mighty Mo, we are looking for the USS Missouri.
Of course.
There you go. All right. One for three. Here we go. Alan Shepard, John McCain, Ross Perot, and Jimmy Carter are all alumni of what college?
I know this. I'm a Perot guy.
And
U.S. Naval Academy.
There you
U.S.
go.
Naval
Very Academy. Good. At Annapolis. Two for four. All right, close it out here, Frank. A New York City question. In the 1930s, New York City Mayor Fiorello LaGuardia, named the two marble lions in front of what building, Patience and Fortitude? What building did he name those lions, Patience and Fortitude?
The New York Public Library.
All right, three for five, Frank. All not right. too bad.
Oh, boy.
Not too bad.
Not good enough to beat Bernie.
I don't know. We're going to see. I mean, like I said, I made it a little difficult, and I think it's going to put Bern to the test here. So we'll see. As we await him, he's doing his little entrance thing here that people actually love on our Instagram. And I will mention, too, that Bernie and Sid is now streaming live on WABCRadio.com video. You can see Bernard. Sid's not here today. If you caught any of the show this morning, Peter King was here. So check us out there at WABCRadio.com. Frank, I'm going to take you down here. We'll bring you back after Bernie's through here.
Sounds good.
All right. Frank went 3 for 5 today.
Okay.
All right. I think, we'll see. Who knows?
Yeah, we're going to see what happens.
We're going to see what happened is right. All right. Number one, Bernard. Title 4, Section 8 of the United States Legal Code states that what, quote, should never be carried flat or horizontally, but always aloft and free.
It's got to be the flag.
Correctamundo, the American flag. Number two, the Teapot Dome scandal during President Warren G. Harding's term was about giving unfair access to reserves of what type of commodity?
I'll repeat the question. Sure. Giving reserves of what? Finish that part.
You got it. The Teapot Dome scandal was about giving unfair access to reserves of what type of commodity?
It would be what type of commodity? Could it be tea? I'll go with gold.
Ooh, all right. Frank got that one wrong, too. He said grain. We were looking for oil.
Earl. Earl, as they say in Brooklyn.
Earl. All right, number three, Byrne. Built in the 1940s in the Brooklyn Navy Yard, what is the United States Navy battleship known as Mighty Mo and was the site of the surrender of the Empire of Japan, which ended World War II?
That was the USS Missouri.
Demundo, Mighty Mo. All right, 2 for 3. Here we go. Number four, Alan Shepard, John McCain, Ross Perot, and Jimmy Carter are all alumni of what college?
The U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis.
In Annapolis is correct. Very good. And finally, to go 4 for 5 here, you get this one right, a New York City question. In the 1930s, New York City Mayor Fiorello LaGuardia named the two marble lions in front of what building, Patience and Fortitude? He named these two lions Patience and Fortitude.
That would be the Ben and Jerry's on 26th Street. No, it would be the New York Public Library on 5th Avenue.
There you go. And you get the address, too. Bernie wins today, so sorry to Frank and Ron from New Jersey, who would have won the $100 gift card and the Barry House coffee mug. Nonetheless, good performance out of Bern. Frank, say hello to Bern.
What's up, Frank?
Bernie, I once again bow to your superior and elect. It's an honor to lose to you, my friend. My apologies to Ron for costing him that Barry House coffee mug.
And the $100.
It's the coffee mug that a lot of people get worked up over. Well done, my friend.
Well, thank you, Frankie Five Burrows. Listen, Frank, which one did you get wrong, by the way?
I got wrong. I'm incredibly embarrassed by the USS Missouri.
Oh, okay.
And I also got wrong the Teapot Dome scandal.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah. All right. USS Missouri. The one that Douglas MacArthur accepted the surrender when the Japanese showed up in top hats. Remember that?
Harold Stassen, who's known for other things, was actually on the USS Missouri when that happened, which makes it even more embarrassing.
Who's Harold Stassen?
Harold Stassen, he ran for president more times than anybody. He was the governor of Minnesota, and then he left. It goes to show you how different politicians were then to now. He left, resigned as governor of Minnesota, rising star in the GOP, to go fight in World War II. And then he was an officer, and he was there at the USS Missouri, and I'm embarrassed that I couldn't come up with the name of the ship.
Yeah, no, well, don't be embarrassed. Listen, you're great, you're smart, and you do a great job. Frank Morano on the overnights, it's called The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano from 1 to 5 in the morning. How have you adjusted to that time slot? I mean, mine is bad. Yours is brutal.
Well, you know, it's funny. I don't know that you ever really adjust. I like it. I like the nighttime energy, the nighttime vibe. I like a lot of the callers who call in at that time and a lot of the people that happen to be awake. The trouble is the rest of the day. It becomes difficult to do anything else that a normal human being might do when you're totally nocturnal. But I wouldn't change trade it for anything in the world. It's been a lot of fun, and I hope to be able to continue to do it for a long time.
You wouldn't trade it for, say, the morning slot?
I don't think so. No, really? I've done I don't – well, look, I mean, it depends on what the what the dollar figure
was.
I hear you, bro.
No, that's the thing. The slot itself, but the rest, it ruins your whole social life, everything. But it doesn't stop you. You are the bon vivant. You go everywhere. I mean, I heard you talking with Juliet this morning or somebody. You're going to go to some function. You were saying, oh, it was on the air. You're going to go to some – what is it?
Well, we're going for Joe Nolan is taking us to his favorite pizza shop in Westfield, New Jersey, which we're looking forward to going to. If we can work out the details.
You are out of your mind. I mean, everything with me is like as much sleep as I could possibly get. But, I mean, you're a nice guy, and you're a young guy. I'm a little older than you, so maybe that explains the difference. But anyway, Frank Morano, you're great. Oh, by the way, what do you think? You're the authority on things New York, everything, things local in New York. We had Curtis Sliwa on, Congressman King and myself this morning. What do you think about Curtis Sliwa and his chances in November to win the mayoralty?
Well, just so my cards are on the table, I'm supporting Curtis. I've known Curtis for a long time, worked with him for years, and you know, was a little bit of an informal advisor to Curtis's campaign early on. That being said, I think Curtis actually is going to do much better than a lot of the punditocracy thinks. I mean, this crime issue in New York is real. Democrats, Republicans, independents, they're all frightened to go to work on a daily basis. And the more nights where we have of seven shootings in a day, five people being shot in a day, I think the better Curtis's chances look. And this animal rights issue is going to be an issue that is going to help him pick off a lot of center-left votes, which wouldn't traditionally go to a Republican.
Really?
When I walk the streets with Curtis, I see, can tell you the reaction that he gets. People who want their picture taken with him, it's not just Republicans. People from all walks of life treat Curtis as if he's a rock star.
Oh,
look, is
yes,
he a long
yes,
shot?
Yes.
Sure. But I think he definitely is going to do much better than people think. I don't know. It's still early, and I think there's a lot of road to travel between now and November.
Yeah, you're right. He's larger than life. He's a New York icon, a national icon. People know him nationally. And, of course, and a lot of people, contrary to what you said, I thought that animal issue would hurt him, make him sound a little wacky. But you say differently, and I hope that's true. I still think we need to – I don't know, pictures of Eric Adams doing the unthinkable with a goat or something like that in order for Curtis to be successful in November.
Well, I
hope that's not the case.
I do wonder, speaking of Eric Adams and his history, and look, I'm for Curtis. I'm not against Eric Adams, but it is peculiar that the NYPD will not release his disciplinary records from his time as a police officer, in spite of the fact that the state legislature passed legislation making this information available. Apparently, you can get records of any cop you want, their disciplinary records, except Eric Adams. You have to wonder, what is the big secret here? Why can't we know about his record and his disciplinary record specifically as a police officer? What's being hidden?
That's a great question. We have to ask these questions. Where are you, Errol Lewis, and the New York local media, and that and his affiliation with Al Sharpton in the Tawana Brawley case, and also his support for Louis Farrakhan? We have to flesh these issues out, Frank, and you astutely point that out. So listen, what do you have planned tonight for the overnight show?
Well, you know, we're going to have a lot of fun. We like to do some wacky subjects from once in a while, subjects where we can have fun and kind of let your mind wander a little bit. So we're actually going to be doing a segment on, of all things, Sasquatch. So we're going to look at Sasquatch and why there seems to be an uptick in Sasquatch sightings, including even in the New York area. And I'm also going to talk with John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on Seinfeld and was the host of Family Feud and has done a lot of other interesting things. He's always an interesting guy to talk to with him.
He certainly is. We've had him on several times. Tell him I said hello, by the way.
I definitely will.
He knows who I am, and he leans right, which is why he probably never got the chance to host Jeopardy, which, by the way, he would be great at. His name was bandied about early on, but it was dropped as soon as they found out what his political affiliations were. But that's very interesting. John O'Hurley on After Midnight with Frank Morano tonight at 1 o'clock from 1 to 5. Hey, Frank, and then again from 5 to 6:30 with Juliet, the morning show. Frank Morano, listen, you're great. Thank you. And maybe next time, huh?
I can't wait for our next battle, Bernie. It's an honor to lose. I hate to lose, but it's an honor to lose to you.
Magnanimous in defeat, Frank Morano, always the gentleman on the Bernie and Sid Show. 1-800-848-922. I'll be right back.
Beat Bernie, sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters on 77 WABC.